Stop trying to cover this up. Two Loudoun County teachers fired after speaking about sexual assault, board in action. By Brecken F. Teese on June 7, 2022. Two Loudoun County, Virginia, public school teachers spoke at a school board meeting Tuesday describing the district's repeated retaliation for their speaking out about their own sexual assaults at school and the board's inaction. This revelation comes as the school district is under a grand jury investigation surrounding the apparent cover-up of a sexual assault of a student by a boy wearing a dress. Both teachers were fired after they told their stories to the grand jury. The lead teacher and I have been subject to repeated retaliation by HR in the school, an elementary teaching assistant told the school board. 2 weeks ago, after my having to testify to a special grand jury, we were informed that our contracts would not be renewed and I would not be eligible for employment with LCPS, Loudoun County Public Schools. She said prior to her testimony to the grand jury, she had only ever received positive marks from her administrators. Upon her firing, however, the teacher said her principal told her, "It didn't have to look like this, but you made choices. So, I was terminated for those choices," she claimed. "I have been a sexual assault victim and for speaking out, I am now victimized again," she continued. "My termination is nothing short of retaliation. Teachers being intimidated into silence, and it's happening on your watch." Another teacher had a similar story and spoke out as well. After describing some details about sexual assault from a student, and another person previously speaking to the school board about unresponsiveness to sexual assault issues in the county, the teacher said, "Your response was to launch a smear campaign against me and move the student into another classroom." She was promptly cut off by a board member, who said, "Ma'am, you're bordering on unintelligible. Please watch your comments when you're speaking about students." After attendees yelled at the member's interjection, he said, "I will not tolerate the audience yelling. If we have interruptions, I will have you escorted out." The teacher continued telling her story, saying, "I have been labeled by you as unacceptable. I am thankful that I was subpoenaed to a special grand jury as a witness to testify to egregious decisions, unintelligible," she continued. "Please stop with the intimidation, stop with the defamation, stop trying to cover this up. Face the issues head on." These speeches come as Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, R., under the direction of a Day 1 executive order signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., impaneled a grand jury to investigate the apparent sexual assault cover-up of a student who was assaulted in the girls' restroom by a boy wearing a dress. That cover-up appears to have been an attempt to ensure no bad PR came with new transgender guidelines allowing boys into girls' restrooms and locker rooms. As Breitbart News reported, the county has countersued to shut down the investigation. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.